BBC has evidence that the United Nations has ignored or overlooked allegations that UN peacekeepers in the Democratic Republic of Congo traded in gold and provided weapons to rebel militia. A BBC investigation lasting 18 months found evidence to support those allegations. The BBC has been told by UN investigators that their work has been blocked for fear of offending troop-contributing countries. Our Africa editor, Marcin Plight, reports.
The gold mines of eastern Congo proved an irresistible lure for UN troops stationed in this region, who started trading in the precious metal with some of the country's most notorious rebel groups. The BBC has evidence Pakistani and Indian troops participated in this lucrative but illegal trade. And there's also evidence of arms and ammunition being passed to these militia, some involved in the Rwandan genocide. UN officials found much of this evidence, but said political pressures blocked a thorough investigation. This is denied by the UN, but the investigation division has been in severe crisis in recent years, undermining its ability to root out wrongdoing in UN missions around the world.